Welcome back to the Zume Multiplying Disciples podcast, where we're on a journey to saturate the world with multiplying disciples in our generation. Hey, Trent, it's great to be with you today in the Zume podcast and excited to hear many different ways that God is using the Salvation Poem Project to both connect new believers, but then also these amazing things happening with animation films and even video games with the Gospels. And so we know in your role as the head of ministry partnerships that you have an amazing view and scope of just some of the things that God's doing. So why don't you kick us off with a little bit about you and maybe one of your stories that you are excited about that you've just, God at work.
Yeah, thanks so much, Mary. It is really a privilege and honor to be on the Zume podcast because I know that you guys are making such a huge impact for the kingdom of God. And I had a chance to just get to know more about Zume just a few years ago. And when I've seen the content that has been created already from you and the many, many regions of the world that you're impacting, I know that you are definitely part of a kingdom moving ministry. And so a privilege to be a part. My background where I first learned about this was I spent many years of my life as a pastor within the American context of church and having no idea what DMM was and no idea of what God was doing across the world until I had an opportunity to lead a missions trip and then realize that there is so much power in the life of every single believer who is focused on disciple making and focused on seeing that process of disciple making continue. And for me, when I sat around a small group in Thailand, probably about 7 years ago now, I experienced the presence of God in such a profound way, in such a way that caused me to realize we do not need to have all the complex structures for church for people to experience church. And so that led eventually to me working with the Salvation Home Project because they have been so focused on disciple making and so focused on creating simple tools that can be used around the world in many languages to help introduce people to Jesus, but also to help support the disciple making process. And so I have been just excited to represent them and connect with many ministries across the world. And I guess the biggest thing is everything that we do is 100% free, and everything that we do is made for a global audience in mind as we create those tools. So looking forward to seeing more how we can partner with Zume and partner with people who are listening to this podcast.
Amen. Amen. So tell us, what is the connection between the Salvation Poem Project and Zume?
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I had a chance to meet Curtis Sargent and just begin to learn exactly what was taking place here. And I was privileged to have him actually take the time to go through the 11 videos in our course and to get his feedback. And as we were talking and learning from each other, he really felt like for people who are new in their walk with Jesus, who are wanting to do a Zume course, but maybe need a primer in some of the very foundational truths about their relationship with Jesus, this could be a great gateway as they're getting ready to launch in their own DMM, their own disciple-making journey. And so we were really excited about that. And we realized that there are many people who are saying yes to wanting to follow Jesus with their life and are going through the New Believer course. And we felt like a wonderful next step for them after going through the New Believer course is to introduce them to Zume, because there's such a powerful, worldwide connection with people who are involved with DMM. And we, I think all of us agree, the very best way to do any of these things is life on life, person to person, a DMM in-person group is the best way to go. But we know for many people, they don't have access to that. And a digital first strategy allows people to at least get those first steps before they can connect in a life on life relationship. And so that's our beginning of how we begin to to connect with Zume.
That's great. It's amazing. You know, there's so many different people on the planet. And, you know, even just to pause and think about the variety, the diversity, and to have more and more on-ramps. You know, not everyone is going to walk through the same journey or the same steps, but getting to have this new believer course is just another on-ramp, another opportunity to reach even another group of people. As I'm hearing you say, to get some of those foundations, because people, you know, begin their walk with Jesus from all sorts of different backgrounds and experiences. And so this is exciting to have as a resource for new believers, you know, where people can jump into Zume, but they can also jump into this and then help them get to Zume and as they progress on the journey.
Yes. One example that we had was one ministry in a restricted area. They decided to run digital ads as an on-ramp for an online church because they couldn't meet in person in this region. And they shared with me some pretty crazy statistics. They said of that 46% of those who clicked on an ad finished the New Believer course. And 33% of those that finished the course joined an online church. And those were, you know, DMM type churches that were being launched. So to me, that was very exciting to realize that there is a case study for how this can work in areas where it's very difficult to even share your faith personally one-on-one because of security concerns, that there are some digital first options that can help eventually lead people to an online church and even a secure in-person expression of church in those settings as well.
That's fantastic. So walk us through, Trent, real quick. How do people even connect into this resource? Yeah. And how does it progress from initial connection into kind of the longer term journey?
Yeah, what we love to do is our focus is to simply, I mean, our mission statement, if I would share that with you, it's sharing Jesus with the world through song and story. So we love to create content and we love to listen to partners to find out what they need. And then we invest in the animation and the content creation. But when it comes down to it, we really depend upon people who partner with us, who use our content for free, and supporting whatever their distribution strategy is. If you want to see the New Believer course, and we have a link in the notes here for the show later on, but if you go to newbelievercourse.com, you can see the course in English. But there's also a language button you can click on and you can see our 19 languages that we're currently in. And we plan to add about 7 languages every single year. So we're continuing to grow and hopefully we'll soon match all the different languages that Zume is in as well. And when people go and experience the course, they can either sign up with an email address and have a drip campaign that sends them the content, or they can go into the upper right-hand corner window there and go directly to see all the course content at once. And so it starts, the New Believer course starts with, I should probably explain a little bit about the name of our organization, the Salvation Poem Project, because the New Believer course really walks through the Salvation Poem. And I'm guessing that there are some in different areas of the world that have heard the Salvation Poem often and know it well. And there are many others who have never heard of the Salvation Poem, and you're wondering, what in the world is a Salvation Poem? And in an American context here, there was a animated series that was done called Superbook that was produced in many languages, almost 100 languages. And that Superbook animation, at the end of every episode, had the Salvation Poem song as a recap of that Bible story. And it really provides just a simple introduction to what does it mean to start following Jesus. And it's a simple 6-line poem that is easy to remember, especially once you hear a song that goes with it. And it's hard to forget. The person, our founder, who wrote this song, he really felt it was inspired by the Lord to just simply have a way of introducing people to Jesus, just like the song, that like the poem Mary Had a Little Lamb, something very simple but hard to forget. In fact, I can share it with you just
please
to help
do.
You know
yes.
what we're doing. It just starts, and I'm not going to sing it for you. You can look anywhere online and find out how to sing it and all the guitar chords and all those things, but I'll just say it. Jesus, you died upon a cross and rose again to save the lost. Forgive me now of all my sin. Come be my Savior, Lord, and friend. Change my life and make it new. And help me, Lord, to live for you. So that's a simple salvation poem and song. And that became the very foundation for the New Believer course. And that song is part of the first episode. There's about 10 videos, and each video is between 1 and 3 minutes long. And then there's accompanying text that's also in an MP3 file. So if people are not comfortable reading, they can use MP3 files as well to get more content. But it really, this whole series, these 10, 11 videos, walks through the very foundation of things like, why did Jesus need to die? Why does the Bible talk about the shedding of blood? And what's the significance of that? Why did Jesus need to live a perfect life? And how does forgiveness happen in our lives? And ultimately, it goes through the big call to actions. We want every person who goes through our course to be people who are reading the Bible for themselves, be people who are passionate about prayer, and be people who are connected to a church family, however that looks, whether it's a house church or whether that's a mega church. It doesn't matter, as long as they're connected to other believers, helping them grow in their faith. So I just talked a whole bunch. Sorry for just rambling on here, but Mary, go ahead and ask some questions.
No, this is good. Great content, Trent. And so even with the salvation poem itself, you said how the New Believer course walks through each section of that. And, you know, hearing it, I could see very quickly how, yeah, it leads right into what Zume has been created to do, to equip and how to be a disciple that can make disciples and multiply disciples in our generation. And so can you say it one more time? Because I think it's just so powerful to hear it again, the salvation poem.
Yes. Jesus, you died upon a cross and rose again to save the lost. Forgive me now of all my sin. Come be my Savior, Lord, and friend. Change my life and make it new. And help me, Lord, to live for you.
Amen. So Trent, as you have encountered, you know, Zume and then the pieces that God's put on your heart to do, and even just with the broader groups that you work with and see, what are you excited about that you're seeing the Lord do?
What I'm excited about is seeing the strength of an individual believer who is completely on fire for Jesus and seeing the potential of the impact that they can have on the world. As I see individuals, and coming from a background where oftentimes people thought the biggest role they could play was inside of the four walls of a traditional church, to see people released now and making worldwide impact because of a desire to multiply other disciples, and to see that happen is so transformative and is so inspiring for me, to see how many, many people are becoming followers of Jesus all across this world. And it's such a simple way of doing it. And it doesn't take the amount of money that we spend in America to see someone follow Jesus and get baptized in water versus the cost financially when someone is involved in a disciple-making movement, to see the rapid multiplication is so encouraging and so inspiring for me as I connect with different believers across the world and see the power of empowering disciples to help them realize that they can do this with the power of the Holy Spirit and great people around them to encourage them in this disciple making process. It truly has been a wonderful experience. It inspired me on my own, on the side. I lead a small network of, I call them micro churches, but they're basically DMM movement type churches. And in Minneapolis, where I'm located, one of the college students that I was working with started a discipleship group, a DMM group, in a local park. And we have a very large immigrant population that live in Minneapolis, and a very strong Somali population in one neighborhood. And as they were doing this Discovery Bible study in that park, they had two Somali men come up to them and said, what are you doing? And they said, well, we're talking about Jesus. We're reading through a passage of scripture and learning more about Jesus. And they said, could we join you? So here these two Somali men came in, and week after week, they would come and they were actually reading the Bible story and listening and engaging in conversation. And about 4 weeks into this, this story in particular happened right in the midst of all the crisis that was happening in downtown Minneapolis and the protests and riots and things. And there was actually, right in the heart of all these protests, there was a worship service taking place and a water baptism tank. And this group decided to go down to that location. And one of the two Somali men decided, I want to get baptized today, and I want to follow Jesus. And that, to me, was just another great illustration of just how powerful it is to simply do church together and to see what the Holy Spirit can do through the heart of individuals who are passionate about following Jesus.
And so even in that vision, there's more pieces happening in addition to this New Believer course. And so, Trent, tell us just a little bit about this animated film.
Yes.
You all are excited about, and the video game.
Yeah. So one of the things that that I get excited about is as I hear stories of people finding those persons of peace in communities, is sometimes you need to have some sort of a way to connect within a local gathering. And many times there have been some great resources over the years, especially at Jesus Film. We're friends with people at the Jesus Film. They're doing some wonderful things as well. And we thought, well, what if we could create another tool, an animated story that is based on the Gospel of John? And the difference between what we're doing and Jesus Film is that we're doing a story that is based on the relationship between a young disciple, John, taking him as a teenager when he is meeting Jesus for the first time, and unpacking the story of what Jewish people were looking for in a Messiah and what they found in Jesus, and the relationship between John and Jesus, all the way leading through the miracles Jesus does and Jesus' death and a resurrection on the cross, and leading, I mean, you'll see in the end of the film, it's going to be the Salvation Poem will also be shared at the end of that film. But our goal is to, by summer of 2025, having this hand-drawn animated film released in U.S. theaters, where we want to, after that's done, we want to give this away to any ministry that is wanting to use this as a way to introduce their community to who Jesus is. And so, to take, if you're familiar with The Chosen, in American context here, we, instead of quoting verse by verse from scripture, we're creating a story that's biblical, probably even more biblically connected to the story of the Bible than The Chosen, but having a story that's going to introduce people to the foundation of why did Jesus come into this planet, and what were the expectations of the Messiah, and how did Jesus fulfill those expectations. So we think this film, which is called Light of the World, releasing next summer, 2025, we think that this is going to be a tool that disciple-making movements can use as a way to introduce people in their community and perhaps find that person of peace in their community.
Amen. The need for more and more of just these films and these movies, because you never know which one is going to reach someone else. And so how about the video game, Trent? That sounds pretty exciting. You're saying from the Gospel of John?
Yeah. Yeah. So be looking for a video game. We have a team, a pretty extensive team right now working on this video game. And I am not a video gamer myself. My kids are, and they are very well versed in all things video games. And our team is very well versed, but they are creating a game. It's going to be called Clayfire. And it's going to play off of some of the light and darkness themes that are found in the Gospel of John. And what we want to do is to engage with people, because this is going to be a great, fun game to play. But we, as they're in this fantasy world, where the basic idea is to bring light back into those areas that are lost in darkness. And then on your way, you collect these different tablets that contain different verses from the Gospel of John. And there's a pretty emotional story that shows just the beauty of sacrificial love. And so we're wanting to create this game that'll be a game that people of all ages can play. And our team, they tell me it's kind of a game that's in the spirit of Narnia, that kind of a heartfelt story. So we're looking forward to seeing that created. I've seen some, just a few different levels that they have created so far, but they are working hard, and that's not going to be ready until 2026. So it's still a couple of years out, but as soon as that's available, it'll be on all the different places where you can, where games are played, whether it's on the, you know, the App Store, or whether it's Google Play, or whether it's a download, it'll be available on all the regular gaming platforms out there.
That's great. Well, Trent, as we wrap up here, getting to share these just exciting pieces that God's doing, and you know, it's a blessing, as even you said in the very beginning, to simply get to be a part, that us here and even those listening, like, we are all a part of the movement of God and what He is doing, that He's invited us to be a part of. So as we wrap up, is there anything else that you wanted to share, or any closing thoughts?
Yeah. One thing that I'm excited about, I'm talking to a few different ministry partners out there who are just like Zume. I mean, they are helping to train people in this process of making disciples. And I've been going to them saying, as you're training people across the world, are there any areas that are difficult in the training to communicate? Because DMM training is pretty straightforward, and it's very faith-driven, and very, you know, you're following the prompt of the Holy Spirit. But is there any way that another course, like an animated course, where we could create some videos that are already the same concepts that you're teaching in Zume, but perhaps we could create a 1 or 2 minute video to help with a difficult topic that we could create and just give it to you to use in your training process? Hopefully, that'll be another thing that will come along as we want to come along, people like you, people for what's going on with Zume and different DMMs across the world, to just simplify as much as we can to strengthen the training process with great content that'll just support what you're already doing. So that's one of the things that I get excited about as well, because when I see what God's doing across the world, it's through movements like Zume, where vast numbers of people are being impacted. And I can't wait to see what God's going to continue to do through Zume. And it's a privilege to hang out with our partners. And every time I sit down on a conversation, I am amazed how much I learn. I go into a conversation realizing just how little I know. I've been a pastor for a long time in an American setting, but I realize just how limited my understanding is of the ways that God is moving across the world. And I continue to be amazed and learn so much every time I have a conversation with someone who is leading a Zume group or a DMM group across the world, and what they experience and the joy that they have, even in the midst of the hardships that they face. They continue to know that what they are doing and what they are investing in is worth giving so much of their life to make it happen because they realize the benefits of a life that's transformed by Jesus. And so I just have this crazy privilege of connecting with people who are doing it in the world. And I love each person who on this podcast. What you're doing is truly making an impact for the kingdom of God. And it's just a privilege to try to do a little part in this podcast to encourage you today to keep on doing what you're doing. Feel free to use any tools we have, but it's your faith and your determination and your trust in following what God is asking you to do on a daily basis that is truly transforming our world.
Thanks for listening. To learn more, go to zume.vision. To be equipped, go to zume.training.